Well, folks, we did
missed about
30 seconds of the show.
So it's kind of hard for us to come back from.
We're all pissed.
We lost 30 seconds of the show.
This fun little thing we did about Just Tires, which it was racist.
You want to try again? Or
No,
the magic's gone, dude.
The magic Johnson. Yeah, that guy's name sounds kind of like he's got a great cock.
That's interesting.
He's got a magical
And it's
penis.
Almost like his cock, because it's magical, that's why he didn't die of AIDS.
Well, he magically lost his AIDS.
Maybe it's spelled M magic with a K, and he's a Satanist.
Oh, he's doing black.
He's doing Aleister Crowley style
magic.
Those black folks, they only got a couple of names, huh? It's either Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Right.
B. Jordan Jackson.
B. Cole, Jordan Jackson.
B.B. King. Martin B.B. King. Martin B.B. King Jr.
Yeah. Martin Lawrence King.
Martin Lawrence King. Mm-hmm. Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
He was black.
He was actually black.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi... Myers.
Saudi Myers.
Saudi Murphy.
Saudi Murphy.
Saudi 5000.
Yeah.
Andre 5000.
Right.
That's right.
Andre 7000.
6000.
Andre 27.
Iguodala.
Johnny 27. Johnny number 5.
Johnny number 12.
Mambo number 5.
Lubega.
Lubega. That's another black.
Lubegals.
Lubegals.
No, black. He's not black.
He is black.
He's not black.
He's black.
He's black.
He's not black. You know who I found out was black recently?
Bagel Boss.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
No, not Vin Diesel. President Warren G. Harding.
Mike Diesel.
Apparently was black.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, and he got a lot of pussy.
Everyone knows he got pussy.
Warren G. Harding is another black man.
Warren G. Harding. First of all, yes.
Warner Brothers.
If you see the police coming.
If you see the police, Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. That is a black man. That's a black man.
The Tasmanian Devil. Sylvester the Cat.
Yep.
Six Flags.
Yes.
Brian Six, the comedian from Philadelphia.
I don't know him.
He's black.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
That's awesome.
He might be white, but... I'm thinking
it doesn't matter, man. Just keep saying things for an hour. Keep right. free associating.
Let's go. Yeah.
What were you saying? Warren G. Harding's black? I know that he wrote those letters about how wanting to fuck his mistress.
Warren G.
Mm-hmm. So it's a... So Warren G. Harding was the first black president. Bill Clinton was the second.
Right.
And then Barack Obama was at the most the third.
But mm-hmm. Donald Trump was the first. Boop.
Mm-hmm. First one we treated like a boop.
Was that a meme or is that something we joked about on the show?
I don't know.
It's just a picture of Obama. It says, you know, like first black president and then Donald Trump. And it says first N-word president.
I've never seen that.
No, maybe it was just something in my head that I was... smiling about while in line at the ice cream truck.
Sounds like it, man.
Yeah.
But it's a keen observation, I'll give you that.
First of all, look at the picture of this. This is an African-American gentleman.
He's not black.
That's a black man.
Not at all. You know who is black is
Brian
Babe
Six
Ruth.
From... Oh, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is Dominican.
Everyone says that, and you know what? I believe it.
Yeah, he was a K-Lo-K Papi kind of guy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth, famous orphan.
Was he?
Yeah, his parents gave him up for adoption
because
he was bad.
He's a bad guy.
And there was a priest who taught him baseball and saved his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was originally on the
Orioles.
Those
are the stories about
the
Catholic Church you don't hear.
Yeah. Everyone wants to talk about when they fucked the kid in the ass.
He taught the Bambino how to play.
The great Bambino.
And yes, he did get fucked in the ass.
You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
That's exactly.
As some might say.
That's exactly right.
And the cost.
Hugo Boss. Another black
guy. Hugo Boss.
That. Boss.
on the Sunday episode, we were talking about great names.
Yeah.
Hugo Boss
Incredible.
Is one of the best names of all time.
Incredible,
His name
man.
Is Boss. Hugo Boss. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude. I wish my name was fucking
the
Hugo.
The designer, famously, of the Nazi uniforms.
Right.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
I feel like that's another J-spiracy.
No, it's not a J-spiracy.
A what? A J-spiracy.
Listen, I've never said the Nazis didn't dress slick.
Mm-hmm.
I've said a lot of other things about that are bad about them, but not
How about a movie called
about their swag.
Monetary Report? And it's like Minority Report, but they have precogs that... can tell if somebody is going to say something anti-Semitic.
Right.
And they arrest people for it. It's sort of a dystopian future.
Right. What does that have to do with money? Yeah.
I don't know.
It factors in certain ways.
Why is that the monetary report?
Well, they're
well, they have to pay them.
The precogs are well.
Yeah,
paid.
They live. They sit instead of a pool of water. It's the coin room from DuckTales.
Well,
listen, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that says Warren G. Harding wasn't America's first black president, but I think that is
where'd
whitewashing.
You hear that?
But you know, people at the barbershop.
At the shop? At the cookout. When you're getting lined up.
How about War and Peace Harding? He's like, oh, Masha, what are
look
you,
at how big this book
they
is.
They got to have, what's for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
More cabbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys read War and Peace?
Cover to cover.
Yeah, I've read every book ever.
I read that.
Especially the Russians.
Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky,
Tolstoyevsky, right?
Tolstoyevsky.
Yeah,
that's my favorite Russian author.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Have you ever read any? That's going to be a really gay.
Go
sentence.
Ahead.
No,
it's too.
Have
late.
You ever read Chekhov?
I've read
plays. Reading plays. Now.
No, I read like his short stories.
Adam's reading plays.
No, you haven't.
His short stories are all like the morals, but. The morals are always really, like unfulfilling. Mm.
You know, Chekhov, you know, his famous quote?
What's that?
Fuck you.
Really? Yeah,
he said that
guy.
To you in particular.
To Adam Friedland.
No, that's not true.
It was like, in a couple hundred years, there will
fuck
be a
you
man.
Probably sounded weird. There was one guy that came up with it. He was, like, getting bullied. And he's like, fuck you. And people were like, you know, and they like laughed at him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then an even bigger bully was like, actually, we are going to
that is
that.
Cool.
That is cool. And then everyone at the school was like, whoa.
And then he became the number two bully after the big bully co-signed. Yeah.
Remember when everyone, do you guys know this wives' tale?
I'm really embarrassed by what I just said about Chad.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good that you are. That fuck, remember when everyone... I don't know, did people in your school say that fuck started when it was the king was giving permission? Fornicate under consent of the king?
Yeah, everybody's heard that one.
Yeah.
Well, I asked you guys, have you heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still adhere to
you
king.
You only get pussy when the
when
king tells
you? Tell me when to bust, kings tell me when to fuck my wife.
Are there any kings left? There's queen. I mean, I guess the Saudis, right?
They have... I don't know if they're kings. I guess they're kings.
Yeah, because they have princes. Yeah. Damn, dude. Look at that fucking beach.
Oh, no. It's nice.
Island style.
Oh, by the way, guys. Funny Moms is... We're recording this in a couple days ago, but Funny Moms is back tonight. Tonight and next week are going to be sold out, but please continue to check
to buy for the future.
The Come On Everybody website. We are very excited about tonight. Getting back on stage and reconnecting with our gorgeous
audience. Pretty tired, honestly.
Yeah, I'm already tired of it.
It might just be you, Adam.
What are you going to have me get fucking slaughtered by these?
It's going to be the same thing that would happen every time where I go, we host, and I think I'm going to do a spot, but then I get what I want out of hosting.
No,
yeah.
Just do a spot.
Yeah, and now that I have to go back to Queens, I don't know if I'm ever coming back.
And then you get up.
Why? I thought we were all gung-ho.
No, now it's I'm going to turn it into me going through the newspaper and telling you what the real story is.
Okay.
And we lock the doors. And again, I light a bunch of candles.
Mm-mm.
And then,
that's vibes.
You know, I blow people's minds.
Sure.
Yeah. And we got pyrotechnics also.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Might be a problem.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Who could have foreseen such a tragedy? At the fireworks, the government needs to let us have fireworks show.
Yeah, so...
would you buy a gun if they let us buy guns here?
In New York?
Probably not.
If they like if the law radically changed.
I don't see a reason to have one.
Because they're fun.
Yeah, but you can go to like a firing range and fuck around with them, but do you have
to
have one in your house?
You can also go buy a prostitute, but it's much funnier to own your own sex
life. That's true. Nick's sex life is chained up at the foot of the recorder right now.
That's an ironclad. ironclad argument.
That's a great point, Nick.
It's much better to just have a woman chained to your radio.
I prefer, that's where we differ, dude. I prefer, you have too much maintenance. You always have to get her pussy retightened at the pussy doctor.
Isn't it fun to have one in your house?
You got to oil your own. You got to disassemble an oiler.
Yeah, that's true.
I would rather just show up, fuck the prostitute, the prostitute owner. Yeah. He's in charge of tuning her up.
Mm-hmm. I like going to meeting up with the prostitute and having just a nice conversation about what her vibe is, who her guys are, doing kind of a WTF with her.
Yeah, yeah, you hire prostitutes to make them call you Mark. Call
you Mark Maron.
You take them to a garage and you interview them.
There's probably some shitty comic that's like, yeah, I started the theme is I interview prostitutes.
There's a really bad, there's an artist guy that did a thing where he'd hire prostitutes and have them draw him.
Draw him how?
Which I think is like...
And then
like
he would probably sell their work for fucking
for
millions
a lot of, money.
Of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? I forgot the guy's name.
Garfield.
It's James, Jim Davis. James Davis.
That's before Garfield.
That would be so awesome if Jim Davis was getting prostitutes.
That's just Jim Davis. He's like just fucked a prostitute and she's like sprawled out on the bed and he's smoking a cigarette and they're both laying there and he's like casually just drawing Odie on her inner thigh.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Jim.
You worked my fucking box over like you wouldn't believe.
She's a local Bloomington, Indiana prostitute.
Right, just drawing John Arbuckle's face on one of her ass cheeks with a Sharpie.
I got a great idea. Just sit still.
Dude, he brands them.
Yeah.
That's how you know you got fucked by Jim Davis.
You got G'd.
You're fucking welcome.
You're welcome, whore.
I'm worth $1.9 billion.
Every time someone fucks your ass, they'll think about James.
Yeah, they'll remember that Jimmy Arbuckle was here.
James, this pussy property of Jim Davis.
Yeah, that's right.
Who do you think fucked more, him or the guy who drew Family Circus?
He just draws. He draws Garfield like sitting facing on her inner thigh, but facing like towards her knee, and Garfield's tail is just sort of shoved into her pussy.
In her pussy. That would be awesome, dude.
Garfield's just smiling.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Or a cat's tail could be pretty good at tickling a clit. You'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Garfield's big puffy tail.
Puffy tail tickling the clit.
But what if the girl's allergic to cats?
That's a great question.
Then her clit would get itchy.
Yeah. But then scratching your clit probably feels good.
Yeah.
It's
but
like
the more
beating
you scratch
off.
It, the more itchy it gets.
But wouldn't scratching your clit feel like beating off? Think about that.
I mean, girls rub their clits.
That's what I'm saying.
Do so women do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. They? Scratching their clits
more
so
like
they bleed.
Work?
Like at work, sure.
Yeah.
No, not till it bleeds, Adam. It's a light scratch. It probably feels good.
Well, you don't understand what it's like to have
the
allergies.
Like 9-inch nails type of girls do that sort of stuff. These goth girls they have now.
They do have goth
can
girls
you
now.
Can you believe that?
I was reading about that. It is terrifying.
These goth kids that they're trying to, they want to spook people. They want to scare people.
Yeah.
Like, to me, you know what?
Coming
it's not
up
scary.
On Jenny Jones, we've got some goth teenagers. Who say that they're snowballing, where they spit cum into each other's mouths.
And you might think that has nothing to do with being goth, but they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. They're doing it.
And they're doing it with black lipstick on.
What a weird era.
The Jenny Jones talk show era?
Yeah.
I just wish I was in the audience where I could boo a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was the peak of
American
culture.
When do you think society's going to get back to being afraid of youth culture? And will it be libs or fucking
dude,
the
go
other
on
kind?
Fucking go on fucking Twitter. It's like guys with like their entire bodies are fupas and they're 43 years old and they like Carly Rae Jepsen like arguing.
No, but those guys love the kids. They're like the kids today are so much smarter
the
than
kids
I.
Are all right.
The kids are all right. They're all radical communists like me.
Right, not just
someone that is living in the same time. It's my understanding as a fat-titted 43-year-old lib narcissist is that children now are in the living in the same exact culture I was
right
20 years ago because I can only understand people as extensions of myself.
And by the way, these kids, they think I am cool.
Yes.
they would like to hang out with me.
Why don't you just drink out of the bottle?
Yeah, what the fuck are
like
you doing?
A straw.
No, you're doing it in the dangerous.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're doing.
Adam took out. He finished his cold brew. He has a bottle of water that he poured into the cup.
I like drinking it with a straw.
Some of the wackiest stuff happens on this show.
Dude, you're really a fucked up guy.
You're really in the biz, a pedophile.
No, this has nothing to do with pedophilia.
In the business.
In the business, dude. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing in the biz.
You know, if I could have dinner, any historical figure of all time, Cheerios be.
Cheerios be?
Yeah. And maybe having Cheerios for dinner. In fact, now that I think about it, what I really want is just to have a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
The bee doesn't even need to be
the
there.
The bee doesn't have to be there.
Dinner with Hitler afterwards, but
a bowl pre-gaming with Cheerios.
A little bowl of Cheerios so I don't embarrass myself at dinner with Hitler
eating
by
too fast.
Eating too much.
Yeah.
I have to go fully stuffed.
Because you know he's on Adderall. He's barely going to eat
he's
it.
He's not going to eat
Adderall vegan type bit.
Yeah. I'm just going to sort of pick at my Caesar salad, maybe just one or two of the croutons.
Of course.
And so Hitler respects me.
And he'll be like,
dinner.
Wow, he's not he's
and
not
I'm like,
fat.
Tell me more about the beer hall push. And then I like burp and throw up a little bit of Cheerios all over the table. I'm like, that's from somebody else. That was before we got here.
Now, in this case, are you trying to fuck Hitler?
No, I just, you know, yeah, I mean, he's Hitler. He can send people. He killed 6 million people.
Right.
No,
you want him to think that he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He killed more than that? How many people did he kill?
Well, you're not that number
doesn't. Holocausted 11 million.
We're talking about gypsies. We're talking about gay guys.
Yeah, don't forget
we're talking
the gay
about
guys.
Communists.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a lot of people.
All of us forget the gay guys.
The pink triangle.
The pink triangles.
Mm-hmm. That would be a fun SNL sketch is to have, you know, it's like the gay people that were in the hall.
Yeah, where's gay Israel? I mean,
that
I guess
was,
it is
that
Israel.
Would be pretty
and, and maybe Bowen Yang can play that character.
That would be very funny.
Yeah.
He's very
really
funny.
Really show his range.
That. Yeah. You could play a gay character in that one.
We're doing the sketch. Just to get that job and get fired immediately.
Yeah.
How about the Holocaust, but they're killing gay Asian men? let's see who should play that.
They like Get Out.
The fat woman, the lesbian, the kid who his dad died in 9/11, but he acts like he got raped. you could not be more molested than that by a plane going into a tower.
Or
I feel like there's somebody.
There's gotta be a better anybody. Yeah. Anybody want to volunteer?
Is there? I don't even want to typecast here, but perhaps there's somebody who it's in their wheelhouse,
well,
their
what?
Roundhouse, you might say.
Roundhouse.
They're
like, leave. Leave.
All right,
you've been mailing us this sketch for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how you
just,
got in.
Just sending them like little like saw, like the jigsaw tapes that say playmate.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's a gay Chinese guy. And,
mm-hmm. But it's funny.
It's Jigsaw, the Saw movies, but it's a gay Chinese
gay
guy. And
gay
they're like, and it's a gay Chinese guy, and he's kidnapped by Saw, and they play the tape, and he's like, wear an outfit that just absolutely clashes in summertime.
Or
die.
Or kill yourself.
And the gay guy is like, he's throwing his prep pills away. And
right.
He's, you know, he's trying to put a gun in his mouth, but he can't stop sucking it.
He gets confused every time something goes in his mouth. That's why all his food has to be milkshakes.
And
something.
Who do we have that could play that? Oh, I'm running out of tape. Live or die. The choice is yours. And then someone in the writer's room is like, stop playing those tapes.
Yeah.
Why do you keep playing those tapes? We know who it's from. It says, every time it says Adam Friedland on the return address.
That's Nick writing my address.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I was just thinking at the beginning of that riff, right?
Yeah.
So Jews got Israel after the Holocaust.
What do the gay guys get?
What did the gay guys get?
They got the Castro district.
What did the gypsies get?
And the only reason they gave them the Castro was to be mean to Cuba.
No, the gypsies got the movie Slimmer.
Is that a good movie?
No.
No.
Well, that's a
where they
deal.
Hit a gypsy with a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck?
The guy hits the gypsy with a car and then he gets cursed.
Yeah, she goes, thinner. It's not
thinner,
slimmer.
Thinner, yeah.
What else? You know what they could get is some cradle.
A wallet? Oh, yeah. No, a wallet first.
Is what they could get.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up that the reparations for the Holocaust for gay guys was not a beautiful wallet from our friends at ridgewallet.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of shit that it doesn't matter if you suck cock, you eat pussy, mm-hmm. you get your ass stuffed, your pussy stuffed, you get your cock maybe put into another bigger cock, docking style. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're into sexually, Ridge Wallet has an option for you.
Mm-hmm. That's if you're a big fat guy, they have the fridge wallet.
They do have the fridge wallet, which we've covered in past episodes.
You can have just a credit card sized piece of cheese that you pull out.
I don't see how that would help anybody carry their credit cards or money.
Remember that picture online of that fat bitch just eating a block of cheese? The fat woman in the wheelchair?
Yes, that was awesome.
With the box of Cheez-Its in the back of the wheelchair, mm-hmm. and she's just eating a block of cheese.
Respect to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She Respect cool. to her, my sister.
And she was also a valuable customer of
Greek,
Wallet.
A famous Greek woman.
She's not Greek at all. She's clearly an American.
Her name was Athenos.
No. Athenos would be a man's name, you fucking idiot.
Athena.
Fuck. What's your last name?
Thanks for correcting
me. What are the other Greek bitch names? Penelope.
Penelope's one, sure.
Persephone.
Persephone's another one. I knew a fat lady named Persephone. She was a dumb bitch.
How about the male version of Persephone is Wallet to Sephrephone?
That's
wallet
right.
Wallet to Persephone.
And you can get the wallet at ridgewallet.com.
Mm. In the answer to the question, how about that, I say, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really hitting all the notes for stop. It's Greek.
Oh, yeah.
It's fat. It's wallet.
And I got to say, I wasn't a big wallet guy before this. I used to just loosely carry shit in my pockets. And
he would keep his money under his breast.
I would not do that. My breasts are not capable of holding money.
He'd keep all of his stuff in his bra.
I don't have a bra. I am jealous of women that do that. That seems awesome. And my love and support to the big-titted community, of course. And to the regular, any titted community. But
no, I actually have no love for the regular titted or small titted community.
Okay, well, we know that you
have tolerance for the small titted community.
I like a small titty as well. I like all breasts.
Done.
That's neither here, because you know what? I have that in common with
again.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you had a rough go with the small titted community.
That's not it.
You brought it up.
I'm saying that.
I want to talk about.
Shut up.
Come on.
It's 7 years ago. No.
Anyway, I hold no prejudice, even though there's one dumb bitch in that community. Mm-hmm. I personally, because I have something in common with them that I can't hold my money under my tits just like them.
You also are poorly endowed.
No, I'm fine. That's not what I have in common. My penis, if we're going to take it to the metaphor, to breasts equals penis, which I would say it doesn't. But if we're going to say that.
It does.
If we're going to say that, my dick is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Thank you very much. And you know what? It's even better when it's got a Ridge wallet nearby. Because mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but my dick has gotten bigger since I started putting a Ridge wallet in my pocket. Do you find that, fellas?
Oh, yes, definitely.
You get
my
a little more
penis
hang.
Has gotten bigger.
My dick has gotten a little bit bigger because it's sort of like you rise to the occasion of what you're only as good as your friend. Show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you
How
are.
How about the midge wallet? And it's like, yeah, I'm a dumb bitch and you know, I got my fucking wallet here.
Some bitch named Midge.
That's right. And okay. What I keep in here is... extra condoms.
Because I get fucked.
Because I, you know, I'm cheating on my husband, who's an elevator repairman with a different kind of elevator serviceman.
Whoa.
My husband handles the down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I handle all of the going when the other guy I'm fucking, he does up elevator moves.
Okay. kind of lost her voice there at the end.
Yeah, and I'm
kind of starting to sound like a fucking...
I'm fucking both of them, don't you? Don't you fucking...
It started sounding like your Virgil impression.
Hey.
Hey. I'm Chinese.
I am Chinese Midge.
Wow.
If you're here for Midge Wallet, aka RidgeWallet.com. Another thing about me is that I'm gay.
So anyway, that's Midge Wallet, yeah, but Ridge Wallet.
Yeah,
you're cool if you have that,
and it makes your penis bigger. Your dick,
the point I was trying to make is it's around cool stuff, so your dick gets cooler.
That's right.
If you keep your wallet in your pocket next to your cock wants to impress the cool wallet, mm-hmm. which is made of. Nick has a gold one, for Christ's sake. I have a fucking carbon steel fiber, mm-hmm. or whatever the fuck it's called. These are high quality ingredients, folks.
Yes.
This isn't your fucking gay ass daddy's wallet.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't something that's just, you know, this is something that the great men of history have used. Ernest mm-hmm. Hemingway had a
Ridge wallet.
Ernest Hemingway had the sickest daily carry.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he definitely did.
A compass, a different, like a stopwatch, mm-hmm. uh-huh. a timepiece.
Yep.
A little flask with
ether
in monogrammed on it.
Oh, Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, wow.
An Apple Watch.
Yep. Mustache wax.
Yeah. A jigger.
Okay.
A wooden comb.
Uh-huh. Yep. A multi-tool type
yes.
of situation.
Magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. A moleskin notebook that he would write all of his poems in, or whatever he did. A suspender repair kit.
Oh, yeah. He had all that kind of shit in his yes. wallet.
A flash drive with 30 Bitcoin on it.
Whoa. That he kept in case of emergency.
Yeah.
He could sell that off for a bunch of whale blubber or whatever the fuck.
And then a picture of Adam.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but he carried a picture of Adam Friedland, famous serial harasser of the SNL program.
I didn't harass. No, well, you sent those tapes.
You'd send him those tapes.
No, you sent the tapes, and you wrote my address on
them. Yeah. Live or die. Do the sketch or die. it's the movie Air Force One, but the president is gay and Chinese.
Even by your standards, this is pretty lazy. This is what they wrote back that time.
Yeah.
They usually file a police report.
You didn't even let me get to it. Maybe I that could have gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate me.
What about a guy running for mayor?
Independence Day.
Okay, but what's the difference?
It's a guy.
This time, Will Smith is gay. And he's also Chinese.
Welcome to Earth.
He's like, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Welcome to Earth.
So yeah, if. Whatever, Ridge Wallet, and you want a wallet. They also got other stuff.
Mm.
They got bags.
Bags, backpacks.
They got backpacks. I can't really speak to how...
They got some good backpacks.
What do you guys want to say about the big backpacks? Have you used them?
Well, they got a slot for my power block. Mm. And then I have a cord coming out.
How many
so
times have you
power
used it, would you
go.
Say?
Use it about three times
three
a week.
Three times.
The power block? I've got
power
a bunch
block?
Of those... Lying around. I'm more of a let the phone kind of die guy.
No, I have to be at 100%.
But I have a stack of power blocks from a failed relationship.
Mm. With a robot?
With a robot. With a woman that constantly needed to charge her phone.
Yeah, that's the thing with these damn broads.
These fucking whores.
They're always
their
on
1%. Charged.
Yeah.
Because they're always they're always texting other motherfuckers.
They're always be texting
you know
other.
What I'm saying?
that's what done it.
they always net texting and other.
I got a funny story guys. About that, but I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Oh yeah, me too, brother.
No, I got a good line I got from a guy whose spot I'm not going to blow up.
Okay,
but they said something very funny to me.
All right. Well, sorry guys, that's an exclusive friendship tidbit. That you
and you'll never
don't
be
get.
Our friend.
Anyway, so but you want to do though is go to RidgeWallet.com and use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20, or maybe there is no promo code for Ridge Wallet. We're not sure.
Maybe it's ridgewallet.com/cumtown.
Just whatever you do, make sure you do not buy the golden wallet, because I was under the impression that was an exclusive for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Nick's thing.
So if you want to have the exact same wallet as Nick, buy the golden wallet.
Copy me.
In fact, that would make you cool. And Nick is saying that right now, but he's holding up a sign that says, whoever buys the gold one is my friend. Mm-hmm. So hang out with them and get, not only that, I will riff with them and I will find what they say funny.
And I'll go to Central Ohio and riff.
So go to fucking ridgewallet.com and figure that shit out, you fucking animals.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I really didn't get enough sleep last night, dude.
Yeah, I never get enough sleep. I sleep like 3 hours a night now.
I need a nap hard.
And you know what's crazy? I turn the lights off at like, I get tired at 8 p.m. I lay down, turn the lights off, and then I just sit here and I'm like a Chinese toy store.
Yeah.
And then I do every movie, every line from every movie.
Mm-hmm.
To infinity and good time, happy luck show.
Yeah, that Buzz would be saying that.
Chinese Buzz.
Aren't they making a Lightyear movie, which is like what Buzz Lightyear, the action figure, is based off of?
Whoa, that's so trippy.
Well, they already did that. There was an animated series.
I hope he gets pussy.
There was a Buzz Lightyear animated series.
Was there?
Wow. Yes. Was Tim Allen a
Buzz Lightyear was voiced by Putty from Seinfeld.
That's awesome.
If I remember.
Not Tim Allen?
Incorrectly.
No. Tim Allen voices the action figure. Fucking idiot. He's the voice of the action figure.
He's not
figure
the voice of
Buzz
the actual Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, there's a real guy. Cartoon.
Yeah. Idiot, dude.
I'm sorry,
embarrassing for you to be this wrong in front of this many
almost
people?
As embarrassing as the Chekhov thing from earlier. I don't know why I keep calling back to that. But.
Because
what's more embarrassing is imagining Adam before the show saying, I'm going to bring up Chekhov and then pretend to be embarrassed.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never practiced to show humility.
Practicing being like, oh, I can't believe I said that.
I was on
just in the drive over, rear-ending somebody, practicing his false humility.
And by the way, he's never read it either.
He's never read it.
No, I did not read it. I was on a...
He read a Wikipedia page. No. It said Chekhov also wrote short stories.
I was on a three-hour car ride with my girlfriend. She said, do you want to listen to some Chekhov short stories? I said, all right, let's see.
Wow, and now blaming your girlfriend.
Yeah, blaming your girlfriend.
So the whole...
He should be reading stuff like that because she's 7 years old.
She's not 7 years old.
Also, seven-year-olds shouldn't be reading that stuff. They should be reading nicer stuff.
Yeah, Chekhov's for...
Like Clifford the Big Red Dog.
For the with the big red cock,
yeah,
that'd be sick.
How red and how big is
Clifford's
cock? Because every regular dog's dick, every regular dog's dick is pretty red.
Yeah. Clifford goes to Brooklyn,
mm.
And then there's a little Italian guy on each page. That's like, look how fucking big this fucking dog is. You ever seen a fucking? You just turn a child turning the page. Look at the fucking size of this fucking thing.
And look at his fucking cock.
And the next one, yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's
like a 4-year-old flipping the baby. Clifford goes to Does Clifford do stuff? I don't remember what. I don't remember. I mean, I remember being inundated by Clifford Media as a child.
Sure. He was hot.
Clifford was like a good guy and like helped and saved things.
But he had to live outside the house.
Yeah, he couldn't live in the house. He's too damn big. Mm.
Which is fucked up.
I remember being more
more
impressed with the color of Clifford than the size of the dog.
Right. A red dog is cool.
Yeah, and I remember wishing so bad that I could have a red dog.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I never had that desire, but I respect that you did.
Yeah, there's a dog that's a color like that, like blue or green. Imagine having a neon green dog.
That would be pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a neon green dog.
Neon green dog wearing Oakley is pretty sick. Mm. Just imagine that.
I'm doing it and my dick's getting hard.
Met Oakley Carmichael, mm-hmm. and he's like, we need a country just for people with Down syndrome.
why is
Oakley Oakley's Carmichael retarded?
Well, that's who
wears
Oakley sunglasses.
Okay,
right.
No, I think cool guys wear Oakleys.
We want to create a future for mentally retarded people of all syndromes.
Okay.
It's called Pins. Whatever.
I remember on
hands
the show,
down.
On the show, Dog the Bounty Hunter, they had special Oakleys that had like like ear.
How about Downs the candy owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what would that go like?
He's trying to arrest candy.
Yeah, he's like, babe, we just got a report that there's a bunch of peanut M&Ms down by the, down by the Ron John surf shop.
Somebody buried peanut M&Ms in the sand.
Let's go! And they rush out, and then he's just sitting on a public bus with a siren strapped to his head. He's like up front. How you doing, folks? We got this under control.
We got
no
it.
Need for alarm. Yeah.
Please speed it up, Mr. Bus Driver.
Please drive fast.
If I have to show you my candy hunting license, I will.
I'm a law enforcement officer.
Do you have to have a license to bounty hunt?
Yeah. They have like a fake license that I don't know if it's real.
Yeah.
It's like the
vaccine card.
Yeah, he always showed a badge that I don't know what he was getting, where that came from. Or
How much is a bounty worth, dude? How much is a dog get guy motherfuckers
for? Depends, dude. In the Old West, you can get $200 for
like
a multiple child rapist. Yeah.
That used to be a lot of money back then, bro.
$200. Oof.
Oof, I'm out on.
I just watched For a Few Dollars More. And
was that triggering for you to read the title?
What?
Is that like real stressful?
No, that's what.
To have to read the title of that
that's
movie.
That's what led me to the movie. That's why I clicked.
He's like, this sounds like the scariest movie of all time.
I'm tired of this anti-Semitic media.
This is one of the most horrifying movies.
No. I made a choice. I saw Fistful of Dollars, the original.
That one you were all about.
Yeah, I saw that there was another one.
I would love that.
I saw another one called For a Few Dollars More, and I was like, well, that sounds like a better deal.
No. For a few dollars more. Oh, I guess in your head you were selling something.
No, he gets even more money in this one.
Nice. That was also triggering because it reminded you of when you were
what?
Negotiating with a gay prostitute.
Okay. All right. They're particularly stingy.
Damn, I kind of want a Snickers bar.
Oh, I got a little Snickers bar for you, dude. I got a little fun size.
Do you?
I got a little fun
Halloween
size.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird.
It's funny that the only two sizes that have names are king and small. Or it's king and fun.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. And then everything in between, and what is that?
It should be like that with penises.
It is, basically. Huge dick, little
big,
dick.
Big dick guys.
And everything else.
King dick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, dude.
That's.
Yeah, there's really no more pathetic size of dick than slightly above average.
I agree.
No.
That really is
I
worse.
I agree. Just barely average is a lot better.
Just honestly, it is. It is. It's slightly
why
above
is that.
Average.
Why is it better?
No, that's like
psychological reasons.
Yeah. That's like a guy that wants to tell you about the Volkswagen he just bought.
Yeah, but it's not like a
Like Consumer Reports said that it's
exactly.
a really good deal.
Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. Because when your dick is barely serviceable, you have no ego around it.
None.
So you're just your cock is there to serve the pussy.
My dick.
Whereas if your dick is barely a little bigger, then you're like a guy who was really good at like football in high school but couldn't play in college.
Not even really, just happened to be on the football team.
Right, yeah. But still
they
talk
needed,
about
they
it.
They needed guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just needed to fill out the roster.
Whereas my dick is Rudy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my dick is Charles S. Dutton in that movie.
I haven't seen it actually.
He's the janitor.
The molester.
Lets Rudy live in like a shack or something. I have not seen Rudy in a million years.
Yeah, I think I watched it at the doctor's office when I was like a kid, but it doesn't count as having seen it.
The movie kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember it getting me real hyped up.
You, for what? You never played sports.
Well, just when he makes that tackle.
For sitting on the bench in Little League, you little bitch.
I wasn't sitting on the bench, bro.
Yes,
I worked my way into the infield.
He was sitting on a coach's lap.
No, don't erase. Don't erase.
On the coach's
car. He's like, this is about teamwork. Adam,
don't erase.
Adam, you're off the bench. We got a special seat for you.
No, I was a middle infielder, baby.
Which one?
Second. Not as cool
as
shortstop. Shortstop is cooler.
Yeah.
It's got the coolest name.
How many errors did you have?
Listen, dude, I started my athletic career. My parents put me in baseball because they thought it was the American sport. Mm-hmm. And I was picking pansies out in the outfield, mm-hmm. wearing the outfit.
Of course.
And then I decided I didn't want to suck anymore. And I worked my way into the infield. And then I had to retire.
To go to Israel
in
on
ninth
birthright.
Grade, no. In ninth grade, I had
to
retire.
To go work for the IDF doing social media campaigns.
When
he ran
first,
the IDF's
no,
MySpace
that's not what
page.
Happened. No.
And
that's not. That isn't what.
That's awesome, no, dude. What song did you set? You're learning to code.
All right, I'm not going to finish.
Yeah.
You put an AC/DC song.
Instead of the IDF, Adam was in the guy DL.
Yeah. He was.
No, it's not true.
That's what I heard.
You're
dude.
Saying a lot of false things about me on yeah. this show.
No, no,
you know,
no.
I don't know about any of the other episodes.
Nope, nope,
this
nope,
one
no.
has a lot of false stuff. Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude.
How about the IDF? But instead of in Israel's a bunch of gay Chinese guys. Live or die.
Who's playing the tapes? Is that a new tape?
I went to go see. We went to go see the new Chris Rock Saw movie.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
That was a fun night with the whole crew.
It was bad.
I love that Steven left after 10 minutes to go drink by himself at a bar.
He went to go drink by himself.
Respect that move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quite bad. It was pretty bad.
It was terrible.
It was one of the worst.
Chris Rock is like so bad at acting, and now he's like old, and I guess maybe going crazy.
He's not cool. He used to be cool.
Yeah, but outside of not being cool, he's just sort of like incapable of acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I loved, as a kid, I would watch all his movies.
I would go to the theaters and watch his movies.
I loved
Down to Earth.
Down
Head
to Earth
State.
Was my favorite one, but it was so bad.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
What's the one where it's in D.C. and he's president? Head of State?
Head of State.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac is his vice president.
Yeah, Bernie Mac's great in that movie.
He's great in everything.
But I saw a guy getting a blowjob. Yeah.
Chris Rock when just was, like he just seems.
And then you look them in the eyes and you're like, "Am I doing a good job?"
Maybe it's also because he has so much like presence in like Bring the Pain, and he seems like you know so powerful in his performance
and bigger and blacker.
That when he does, when he acts, it's like he just seems incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's just not. It's tough because you think he would at least be passable.
Yeah.
But he's just not a good actor.
It's funny because everything he does in acting, it feels like he's delivering a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
He reads lines with like bit delivery kind of cadence.
Yeah.
Where there's already some idea that he knows he's going to get to and he's using like written language to get to the idea.
Right.
Rather than it seeming like
a performance.
Well, not even a performance,
he's
but
not
like
in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And guys, if you want to see real acting, go to the Cumtown web
but
series.
I guess the point I was going to make was he's now kind of he's entering like Nicolas Cage territory, where he's
so
and it's
insane.
Just barely there. Yeah, where he's like sort of detached. There's a couple of scenes in that Saw movie where he just like seems psychotic.
Yeah,
and it makes it kind of good in a
but
weird
he's
way.
Nothing on full Cage.
Yeah, well, Nicolas Cage has been perfecting neo-shamanism for...
Yeah.
Dude, Vampire's Kiss is incredible.
Mm-hmm. The Color from Outer Space, the Richard Stanley movie that he did, like...
Oh, recently?
Yeah, also...
Richard Stanley from Kiss?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Paul Stanley?
Yeah.
Yes, the star guy.
Axel Foley directed that. But what also could happen is you could get a Kratom or something.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. All right,
that's
can.
Exciting.
In fact, there's a specific way he could get it.
Yeah.
That I think Stav.
I do.
Might naturally want to.
I would love to naturally talk about some of the benefits of Kratom for our friend from our friends at Super Speciosa.
Super Speciosa, which you can purchase at.
GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown.
GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown. Right. Promo code's baked into the URL, folks.
And that's nothing. That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah, Kratom is it's awesome. It's a great. It's got 100. It's 100% all natural. One ingredient, kratom leaf, baby. That's Super Speciosa's promise. Kratom can help improve your mood, deliver energy, and reduce pain. Are you kidding me? Kratom helps people feel better.
I'm not kidding you, pal.
Don't fuck. If you're kidding me, I'm going to be pissed off.
I'm not kidding you.
Kratom is also used to relieve stress and take the fucking edge off.
Wow. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Every batch of Super Specios has a QR code to scan and view the exact lab certificates, so you know you're getting high-quality product. If you're not completely satisfied, here's the another beautiful aspect. Super Speciosa will give you your money back. And here's a couple things I was thinking about. You know, Kratom gives your whole body energy, but for some people it's like coffee for your cock.
Yeah.
Or your pussy.
That's you ever that?
If you're tired from all the sex you've been having.
Your cock or your vagina.
Or your vagina.
Yeah.
Taking Super Speciosa could energize you to fuck like a god. Kratom is, in fact, a cousin of the coffee plant. I don't know if you know that. So it's like a little latte for your balls.
Mm-hmm. Are you an aging millennial? New aches and pains? Kratom is great for pain relief. If you hurt your back, pull a muscle from all that fucking. Unwind with a glass of Kratom
Dude,
tea.
Dude, I can't tell you how
nice
many times.
Big fat glass of mud.
I can't tell you how many times I've been balls deep in some gash. And I've thrown my back out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I have a average penis, and I have to get wild with the positions to make it really do some work. I've figured them
out. To make it do any work at all.
No. It does work.
Can even barely feel
it. No, they feel it, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm talking...
The weight of his body.
Not the weight of my body. Sometimes the weight of my body as well. You know what? Some women are into that.
I'm sure they are. Women's dream sex is being crushed by that boulder from Raiders of the Lost.
Huh? Honestly, for some of them it is.
That's what they want, is they want to be chased down an alley by a giant boulder.
And have
and then
that boulder
by.
Have a five and three quarters go right into their pussy easily.
Just
with no stress, no mess.
A woman's dream
slides right in.
A woman's dream relationship is the first level of Super Mario 64 where they climb a mountain and then there's a bomb with a mustache that keeps crushing them, just lying on them, eventually throwing them off of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mythology of the feminine
ethos.
If you're only into...
So hold on.
Okay.
So... yeah, after I fuck like that,
that's what I like to do.
I get a glass of Kratom tea. Go ahead, Adam.
If you're only into jerking it and
which
you
is
develop
probably a, nice
a wrist
amount of
injury
you guys.
And you need a little extra push to get to Cumtown, Super Speciosa's Kratom will get you there.
That's right.
Come easy and hard with Kratom.
That's right. So if your wrist hurts,
then
you can take
it
Kratom and it
so
will
you can finish jacking
help
off.
You finish to jack off.
Kratom is the secret supplement that influencers don't want you to know about.
Why are these fucking influencers warning
this
stuff, dude?
Why are they?
Keep in mind, we're not influencers.
We're not influencers.
Jake Paul.
We encourage you to think for yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
So do the research.
Do the research.
Go to superspeciosa.com and decide whether you want an experimental mRNA vaccine or if you want Kratom to drink.
That's right.
To make you feel better about the scamdemic.
Yep.
Kratom also helps you write jokes. I imagine this is why you're so damn funny.
That's true for us, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all fucking snorted a bunch of Kratom before today's episode, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. so look, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff here to talk about. You know, Kratom comes in a tea, powder, and capsules that you can put anywhere. Anywhere, folks. Your pocket, your backpack, suitcase. They're great for on the go. You can put them in your asshole.
Yeah.
Everyone, listen, and we have all got that residual COVID blues. Super Speciosa can pull you out of your rut. For example, you could take it, and like we discussed earlier, you could jack off.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your wrist hurts.
You could use it so you can keep jacking off.
Southeast Asians have been using Kratom to reduce pain and raise energy levels for centuries. They're also in great shape.
Southeast Asia. Mouthfeast Asia.
Mouthfeast Asia.
Yeah, they got a Bob Evans down there and they're doing
they put it in their mouths.
they're doing a big breakfast for everybody who's trying to stop Asian hate.
That's right.
Asian hate. At 8, Nick at Night's Stop Asian Hate series, we have every episode of the Charlie Chan those movies.
Yeah. And Charlie Chan?
Charlie Chan.
Who's that?
It was a white guy that I can't remember.
Okay. Well, look, what's important is that Super Specioso wants you to come again with unlimited use of their 20% off promo code, which is Cumtown. So go to getsuperleaf.com/Cumtown for 20% off your entire order. Promo code Cumtown for 20% off. So that's what you want to do, folks. And boy, oh boy, are we excited to keep doing Kratom. And we want you to do it, too, from Super Speciosa.
Damn, Stingray's got to be the laziest fucking animal that God ever made.
And they took our guy from us.
Yeah, it's just like a big-ass frog with flaps and a horseshoe crab tail.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust them, personally.
They seem chill, though.
They have a spike, though, and their tail is like a spike, no?
Yeah.
Stingray, bro.
That's what sting comes from.
Yeah, I don't like
sting. Oh, I also want to say, I said on last week's episode I would be doing Stabby Solves Your Problems again this Wednesday, today. However, I got tickets to see the Knicks instead. And I'm gonna go to game 2 of the NBA playoffs. So, Stabby Solves Your Problems will be coming back monthly next week.
Damn, I should get tickets to do something. Nah. Yeah. Nah. I changed my mind immediately.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah. In fact, what I will do is go to patreon.com/cumtown and sign up for the premium episodes of the show.
The entire archive of premium episodes.
I mean, is it starting to become clear to you that we check out about halfway through the regular episodes? Well, you might want to get your hands on the ones we do in the morning, right after I've had all my cigarettes.
Right. And let's just say we record that one first, and it was better.
Every episode, I get the second dose of the Pfizer, or is that called the Lizer?
Oh, the Lizer.
The Lizer, or Homoderna.
Homoderna.
Nah, what would they be calling it? What was it? They always have fun, like those, they always have funny names for things, but I haven't even looked at what they're calling. Yeah,
I don't know. That does seem to be your wheelhouse.
Lizer.
Lizer's good.
They probably say that.
Lizer Minnelli.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It makes you sing.
Yeah. Moderna, what's in it? That's right. You got to do a Down syndrome kind of. The Moderna. Wait, everybody taking the Moderna vaccine. But. My name's Mo. Mo don't know what's in there. You could take that to the bank.
What about the Madonna vaccine?
The Madonna, yeah. She's like, copyright this, and she's just pulling her pussy wide open.
That's cool.
Infringe on this copyright.
And her pussy's farting a nice long queef. Hell yeah, love the pop at the end.
Yeah. Just 15 minutes of her. Yeah. Madonna's pussy farting.
You know, a lot of people like how we knock celebrities down a peg on this show. It was only a matter of time before we found her in our crosshairs.
Yeah, sorry, Madonna.
Sorry, Madonna.
I do like some of your songs, but your pussy's farts.
I heard a song the other day that I really liked.
What was it?
It's like her like Asian sounding song. It's
Oh, I Want to Be Ninja?
I don't think that was Madonna.
Yeah, it is. I want to be ninja.
I don't believe that was her.
That's Madonna. Nah.
I think it's called Time to Say Goodbye or something.
You know, it would be great to do like a Asian version of Madonna, but he's also gay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be a fun sketch.
That would be awesome.
Live or
die.
The choice is yours.
I found a Yngwie Malmsteen song with a little Asian flair.
In front of you is a pitch for a sketch. It's a new Disney movie, but the princess is gay and Chinese.
They're like, why is this Saw themed? You've never killed any of us. You've never even threatened us. We're pretty sure we know who you are.
We're not the cops.
We're not the cop. Please stop
sending
us. We're
not going to try to arrest you.
Dude, how about those flutes?
Huh? Oh, this is doing it.
Dude, I've just been smashing.
Sounds like Metallica.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm Chinese. I'm Chinese. And I'm gay. Every day doing math, karate, eating cats. I'm Chinese. And I'm Chinese.
I'm being Chinese. Damn, dude, this is a fucking banger, dude. Let's get to the fucking guitar parts.
What is this?
It's Yngwie Malmsteen from the album Eclipse. Yeah. It's more of a romantic.
This is the kind of shit they'd sell at, like, the Discovery Channel store.
Yeah. Here we go, dude.
It's less Asian, yeah.
It was just the pipes, but yeah. It's a power ballad now. I'm still Chinese.
I'm Chinese.
I'm still Chinese.
My dick is small. And so are my bowels.
Yeah, dude, check out Yngwie Malmsteen's album, Eclipse. It's pretty romantic compared to a lot of his other stuff that's more about, you know, fantasy battles between, you know, different realms. And
mm-hmm.
He also released recently a single, Wolves at the Gate, which is very good.
Mm-hmm. Do they let them in?
They don't. You know what? Who are we kidding here? Why don't we have a little bit of... Why don't we play Wolves at the Gate Wolves at the Door.
Oh, they're at the door.
Yeah, Madonna's like, why don't the wolves try to enter this door?
They get blown back.
Now this is music.
This is just like the Power Rangers theme.
This is 2021 Yngwie Malmsteen, dude. Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I've just been listening to that, getting jacked, dude.
That's pretty sick.
Getting fucking energized. Doing fucking curls. Doing very light curls and hurting my forearm.
I haven't checked in on the adjustable dumbbells since the pandemic started, but I feel like they haven't been restocked yet.
They're probably restocked.
There was a real run on those and pull-up bars.
I gotta start exercising or something again. I took a long break and just switched to doing drugs. And now that's
the yin and the yang of life, though, my brother.
Honestly, though, I feel like I haven't been like depressed in like 6 months.
I don't know about that.
No, I really feel like fine. It's hard to describe what feeling fine because it feels like nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is better? What? Feeling depressed or feeling fine?
Well, obviously, feeling fine is better.
All right, I was just checking.
But it's confusing.
I agree. It is confusing.
Because it's like, hey, you know, I'm not like happy.
Right. I just don't want to kill myself.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a nice day out. Probably want to get stuff done, but I won't. But that's because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Right, which is separate from... Damn, look at the fucking...
Yeah.
Look at the...
What is that, the Santa Monica Pier?
I don't know, but it looks cool.
That's where I'm from, dude.
No, you're not.
That's the pier I grew up on.
No.
I was born in St. John's Hospital, Santa Monica.
Yeah, they told you that, but what you actually grew up on was a pier, which is a penis. Mm-hmm. It was a long penis that extended into...
Why don't you take a long walk off a short penis?
Penis, yeah.
Why don't you take a long suck off my short penis?
Why don't you take a bong? A bong?
Why don't you take a long suck on my short dick?
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal.
I like that.
Yeah, that's my new motto, dude. I'm putting that on business cards.
Why don't you take a long suck off my short dick?
Why don't you take a long suck off my short cock?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's got a nice sound to it. Nice flavor. Brand new flavor in your ear. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, this episode is brought to you by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
It's the cheesiest.
Don't know what to feed your family tonight? Neither do we, but this is something.
Yep.
It's something you could feed them. Mm-hmm. You could put tuna in it and make it Nick style.
How did you know about that?
That's Nick's favorite style.
Yeah, tuna hot sauce, a little bit of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Now you're cooking with pussy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now you're sucking with dick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're sucking with Prickadel.
Now you're fucking with that, whatever.
Yeah.
Are Chinese people still playing ping pong?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They've been playing throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's why they let it escape from the lab.
To give them extra time to practice.
To give them practice time.
So they'd be ready for the 2021 Olympics?
Oh, they are going to dominate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found
Japan's
out.
Japan's trying to stop it from happening. They're saying
the Olympics?
Still got cases and shit.
It would be very cool for the pandemic to end and then China to announce to international media that they're having they've been able to reschedule. You know, they're opening back up, and the first big thing they're doing is the 827th annual Bat Eating Festival.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of people nervous.
The Pangolin Soup Festival.
Pangolin Souffle. Who's trying to get some?
Yeah.
Is that penguin?
No, pangolin. It's a disgusting looking animal that they got COVID from.
It's not a penguin?
No, it's a pangolin.
It's not like the
which sounds like an annoying girl in
the Batman
class
villain
saying
pangolin. Pangolin. It's a Chinese. It's a gay Chinese version of penguin.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's and like?
What do you think?
I'm gonna eat you, Batman.
Yeah. Who do you think should do a sketch about that?
You've got 1 minute to come up with the answer.
Yeah, a pangolin looks like a fucking artichoke fucking anteater.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they eat these motherfuckers, dude.
How about the show, The Magic School Bus? But Miss Frizzle is gay and Chinese.
Like, oh, what if they actually make one of those sketches?
They probably will. What if I pitched everything, but you do a gay Chinese swap? Yeah. So no matter what, they have no...
We're calling dibs on it.
We call dibs on all of them.
Oh, fuck, dude. God damn, I gotta fucking piss. This sucks, dude. I got a good night's rest the other night, and then I'm at home, I'm watching basketball, I can't fall asleep yesterday.
Dude,
I gotta start doing drugs to sleep?
Yes.
I think it's time for weed again.
I got
again.
A good night's rest last night, and...
Does anybody have a fucking... go ahead.
No, it's boring.
Does anybody have a Klonopin hookup? Because I always sleep like a baby on either Klonopin
or
muscle relaxers.
I don't think it's proper sleep.
You don't think?
Yeah, I think when you take a benzo, I don't think it's I don't think it's...
Who says that?
I don't think it's the restful sleep. It always feels like it is.
It always feels great.
But it always
who told
feels
you that?
Incredible.
What about muscle relaxers?
Like
that's not benzos,
is it? Taking
a Xanax
before bed?
Mm-hmm. Muscle relaxers and benzos. If you have muscle relaxers or benzos... Hit me up.
The best one is just drinking a bottle of NyQuil before bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you just sleep for 2 days.
You feel terrible when you wake up after that.
You just do like a vampire when you get up from that one.
When
it's like 7 p.m. the next day.
When I take a Xanax before bed, I wake up sweaty and happy.
Welcome to my ass.
Welcome to my asshole.
Welcome to my penis and ass.
My penis.
How about Dracula? And he's like, guess what kind of Dracula I am?
That's a great question, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck my ass.
Instead of Bram Stoker's Dracula, it's Bat Eater's Dracula.
Oh, I was going to say Cock Stroker's.
How about Dracula gets eaten by a Chinese guy when he's in bat mode?
Do you become a vampire then?
Instead of, what's his name, Van Helsing, it's
Chan Helsing?
Chan.
Don't.
Chan.
Don't do it. Don't. No. Just leave it at Chan.
No, I think so. Hold on.
I'm afraid. I think I,
won't.
I can see where you're going to land.
Come Chan, on.
No. I know you're worried about the sing part in Helsing. I know that.
Dude, it's a fucking, what do you call it? The Tony Hinchcliffe thing just happened. You can't. Mm-hmm. You got to have another week or two of being good boys. And only targeting one guy that was a writer and now performer for SNL.
You're listening to the Whistling Podcast. New whistles. New types of whistles every week.
What's that song called, Sav?
Wow, yes.
Wow, I like you put a little bit of English on that.
Next week we'll be broadcasting live from the Newcastle, Delaware Whistling Festival. Socially distanced, vaccinated, masked down so the whistles work.
Oh, that's true. It's been...
Masks have devastated the professional whistling industry.
I've been triple masked all year and unable to whistle, and it's been hell for me. What's the song called? Oh, I know that song.
Adam's got a little penis.
No, whistles only, sir.
Nope.
No, fuck you. Can't sing at a whistle.
Though. Thank you for tuning into the Whistling Podcast, guys. We'll be back next week. And as always, for the good version of the show, patreon.com/cumtown. And go to stavi.biz. I got some shows coming up. Me and Adam will be doing a show at the Slipper Room on a Tuesday of some kind. And I'll be at Union Hall with Ian, 5N 622. Tomorrow, a show is already sold out, but me and Nick will be at the Stand of Fat Tuesdays. But, you know, whatever, man. Just keep a fucking eye out, you know. Just do some stuff.
Keep checking for those Funny Moms tickets. More will be going on sale soon. We're excited. I know this already happened. We're excited to see everyone tonight.
We're not excited. Only Adam's excited.
I'm excited to see everyone.